So we are currently in West Hampstead, London. And the wind is just coming to greet us as we are sitting together in a group, people here, people remotely. As a creative attempt to generate unity. And what we do first is we refocus on ourselves, because this is where it starts from. Unity begins within. So, for instance, I will notice if both my feet are there, touching the ground, or maybe both my bumps. And we can also check if we are fully present or just partly. Maybe we can leave what kept us busy today aside for a while and just be now with the evening, with the breath of the city, with the wind, and with our own breath. Can we have our breath go from the navel outwards in all directions and come back to navel very simply? A few breaths, a few movements like that, outwards in all directions and back to navel. And as we continue with this very simple pattern, we will notice how much movement there is around. Like the wind again, but also the buzz of a city, even if it's a quiet place. The extremely agitated mental energy all around and within us. There still is a lot of mental distress, complicated patterns. Just become aware of those. No particular attempt to stop that. You just notice. But more striking is the underlying emotional distress, the state of terror and disempowerment and being stuck. Many people are feeling. So be aware of that layer as well. So there's a wind, there is a night coming, there is the mental stuff, which is like on the surface or below, and deeper down there is a lot. There are many layers of emotional distress. You don't need to identify them all. Just notice they exist. Acknowledge them. And then, like we did earlier today, we'd like to ground ourselves much better by anchoring our navel in the center of the earth. Literally, one dot in my navel, another dot, the center of the earth, and the connection that establishes itself between the two, and the flow. There's a flow and there's a breath that goes from navel to navel. It doesn't matter if you start from your navel off or from the navel of the earth. Just have this ebb and flow again and again, anchoring yourself on this planet. This is where we live. Not permanently, but currently, that's where we live. Once we've got this anchor solidly in place, breathe in the other direction from your navel up to your crown and beyond and reach the star Sirius. Imagine it's just above your head and connect with that star. It will be other anchor. It's another anchor because we need another one, a bigger one. Beyond our solar system into an aspect of the bigger picture. And again, you breathe from your navel to the navel of Sirius and back a few times. And when you become familiar with that, you can combine both breaths, like the one going down to the earth and the one going up to Sirius. And then you come back with both ending in your own navel. This is where the junction, the meeting point is. And again, you repeat a few times. And when you feel you're anchored enough, both in the bigger picture and on this planet, you come back to your own navel and you stay there, you settle. And for a few breaths, you stay just still. This is our zero point. This is where all starts from. All things, all movements, all intents, all impetus. This is where we want them to originate from. We want none of our actions, thoughts, intentions to move from anywhere else than our core physical center called navel. And then from that navel center, we'll start shining. We'll start breathing in all directions. Forwards, backwards, outwards, sideways, upwards, downwards. So in all directions simultaneously, we'll just breathe and expand the space that is clear and sharp and shining. And when we breathe out, we inevitably come back to center. And this again we repeat, and as we repeat, maybe we expand further. And if we are good at that, we probably reach easily a state where we are enclosed in a much bigger bubble. And each time we come back to the dot. Proficiency in that is the ability to constantly come back to your own core. Irrespective of the waves, the tsunamis that are shaking your body, shaking your vessel, shaking all parts of your being every single day. We will lose the center, we do, but we can come back to it. It's easy, it's simple, because it's physical. That's why we picked that one. So now you have created a kind of an energy field, a bubble in which you can live. And next time you expand it to its maximum size, what will be comfortable for you, instead of coming back to center, shrinking it, you keep it open and you come back to center. So when you're back in the dot in the middle, you still have this shining space all around you. And you continue with expanding, retracting, just that you keep the light on. And then you will attune that light that is yours, with the radiance of the earth ball, the planet. It may change its shades a little bit. It may turn you from bright light to perhaps a color in the spectrum, but it's still shining. So then you become that unique color that is your human self. And also, you will attune that new color of yours to Sirius, our bigger picture reference point. It's not the center of anything, it's just a little outside our comfort zone. It's just a little bigger than we normally take. So now we want to attune to that as well, so we can expand a little beyond what we normally see, perceive, experience, and understand of life. This will give us greater sharpness. It's like the picture is a lot sharper than it was before. And there we are. And in that particular light, we will settle, and for a few moments we'll be still. And during that time, I'll invite you to just continue with the breath expanding in all directions from navel and coming back to navel.